Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten,
Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, and got in there a little bit early. JoeMessina.com is where you can find Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night. You can also watch Joe live as well as myself for the next hour. Got a great hour coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the news media. It's kind of nuts these days, or I guess it's been nuts for quite some time. We've got this show coming up tomorrow night. Are you going to watch the big show? You know what show I'm talking about, right? Oh, come on. It's this big investigative special that a big ABC news guy has been hired to produce, and it's going to be on television stations all across the Fruited Plain. The January 6th committee hearings. What? Wait, you're not going to watch it? Really? Okay. I'm with you. I ain't watching it either. There will be a movie on my television set tomorrow night, or depending upon what's happening with the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I will certainly not be watching this political theater. And I'm just going to say this right now, that there is actually a good sign happening right now regarding this leftist narrative that has just been stuck down our throats, frog-wah style, over the past several years from the likes of CNN and MSNBC. Well, I'm sure you've heard by now that CNN has been bought out. They've got a new boss, and he's not like the old boss. His name is Chris Licht over at Discovery Networks, the new network boss. And he is evaluating, according to Axios, the channel's talent to gauge their ability to do news rather than partisan hackery the CNN hosts have become infamous for, even though their ratings have tanked. What he has said is that if talent cannot adjust to a less partisan tone and strategy, they could be ousted. This is interesting, because like most people in this listening audience, I remember when CNN was actually reliable news. You remember the first Gulf War? I mean, they were practically the only ones there. I was in college. I was just finishing college when that happened in 1991. And I remember all of us, we all centered around the 20-inch RCA TV. I mean, you know, those guys knew what they were doing. Now, Licht wants to give personalities that may appear polarizing a chance to prove they're willing to uphold the network's values so they don't tarnish CNN's journalism brand. Breaking news, it's already been more than tarnished. Certainly, to be kind, it has been tarnished already. So CNN's Chris Licht is literally scrutinizing the talent. And he is monitoring, according to this report, Jim Acosta and Brian Stelter specifically to see if they can comport with their new style. No interviews that look like stunts. Those that can't will be canned. This is interesting. Another thing that I heard, and I was talking with Joe about this last night on the show, he wants to get rid of the breaking news swoop. You know, the breaking news swoop, and it isn't just CNN. It's all of the news stations. Fox is even worse. Fox News Channel. I mean, this started around 9/11, right? You had the breaking news swoop, and then they've got the scroll at the bottom. And it's when you heard that swoop behind you, if you had the news on in the background and you were doing your, you know, whatever it is you were doing, and you heard that bong, you'd turn around. You'd say, uh-oh, what's the breaking news? Now the breaking news is that they're back from commercials and it's 8 o'clock. I mean, there is no breaking news. The breaking news is that there's no breaking news. And Chris Licht is actually suggesting to CNN not to use the breaking news swoop at the beginning of every single one of their introductions and their segments. I think that's really positive. Because what Jeff Zucker did to that network, he absolutely destroyed it. All in the name of two things. A, Trump derangement syndrome. And B, that they only had one thing to talk about. And that was how much Trump was bad. Because of the Trump derangement syndrome. Because they did get an audience. They did get a very specific, tailored audience. That audience has mostly gone away since Trump left the Oval Office. Have you seen MSNBC's ratings? I don't understand how that business stays in business. I mean, their ad rates must have just dropped through the floor. But if CNN is anything but a progressive shill channel, seems like something out an outlet without an audience. Their network's coverage of Russia's war in Ukraine, they've shown some of CNN's roots, kind of a hard news. And that reputable brand that CNN once was, especially when it comes to global coverage, is something that we all need and would respect. I think it would be beneficial to us as a culture and a society not to have Don Lemon or Stelter, or any of those guys out there continually talking like they're Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, I know it's a different, they're not news, but Jimmy Kimmel's entire opening dialogue is all about Trump 2 years after Trump left office. Incredible. Anyway, we're going to talk about this and a lot more. I want to talk about Matthew McConaughey. We've got a great guest coming up here in just a couple of moments. He's going to be joining us. Drew Allen from The Drew Allen Show is going to be talking about Matthew McConaughey and the gun control debate right after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back to Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, here in the chair. So glad that you can join us tonight. We've got a lot more conversation to be had here. And did anybody see that situation that took place in the White House press briefing room yesterday? We had a certain actor who I've liked over the years. I think he's done some incredible work. Matthew McConaughey. He visited Washington, D.C. To push what he terms reasonable, practical, tactical regulations, and he states, we've got a chance right now to reach for and to grasp a higher ground above our political affiliations, a chance to make a choice that does more than protect your party, but a chance to make a choice that protects our country now and for the next generation. Well, on its face, what could be possibly wrong with that?
Well, I'm sure we're going to dig into the weeds, and to do so, I'm delighted to have Drew Allen, who is the host of the Drew Allen Show podcast. He's a widely published columnist and political analyst, and he's also vice president of client development at Publius PR. I know the good folks over at Publius, and the editor of the Publius National Post, and his work can be read and seen and heard at DrewThomasAllen.com. Welcome, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be in these insane times where each new day, we know, you know, the Democrats break through the glass ceiling of insanity that they set for themselves the previous day.
Yeah, it's scary how many more ceilings they might be crashing through before it all starts crashing down on us. Drew, you had some thoughts about Matthew McConaughey, and, you know, on a face value, let's say low information voters, most people, you know, kind of agreed with his sentiment, right?
Look, I mean, he came across completely, you know, honest. You know, he was definitely emotional. I don't think he was putting on a show, but I really resent it because, you know, I think he broke a lot of hearts. He said a lot of reasonable things, but there he is, just spouting off the talking points of big government and the Democratic Party. I mean, he talks about going above party, above this, you know, defending our country. What's lost in all this, what's amazing, and this, I think, is a result of the indoctrination of so many generations. You know, each new generation, we seem to move further and further away, literally in time, but also in understanding of the Constitution, the founding fathers, the greatness of this nation and why we have the system that we have. And the Second Amendment actually exists to defend this country from falling into the hands of totalitarians. And, you know, what Matthew McConaughey did that really does irk me is that this is a Democratic Party tactic. It's they know exactly what they're doing. Look, they identify a crisis or they manufacture a crisis. All right. And then they use emotion, fear, hysteria to demand action. And then the third step is that they present the authoritarian solution, their solution. Right. And then any other solutions, any other conversation is stamped out, silenced, censored. They discredit any other opinions but their own, leaving us with one option, and that's the Democratic Party option. They did this with COVID, with the pandemic, right? I mean, COVID was as real as gun violence, certainly. You know, people died from it, just like they've died from in these recent shootings. But then the Democratic Party seizes on the opportunity. They weaponize it. They use the media to spread fear and hysteria. And, you know, it was 15 days, right? They always coaxed us, right? They dangle a carrot. They present us with some option that seems reasonable. But once you take the bait, they have every intention of exploiting that to go further and further. 15 days became 2 years. We gave up our liberty for 15 days. In many places, it still hasn't fully returned, like where I live in California. And, you know, taking assault weapons, banning the capacity sizes, red flag laws, none of that's going to solve any of this. But, of course, once the precedent is set, they'll come after the rest.
Drew, let me ask you this, because I think some of the measures that he was talking about, red flag laws, a good number of states already have those. He talked about, you know, having a full background check. Educate me on this. Don't we already have background checks? And I mean, you can't just go in and get a gun and get it immediately, right?
Well, in many states, you cannot. In some states, I believe you still can. I mean, in California here, it's very difficult to obtain a gun. If you go to New York, I mean, the waiting period can be 3 months before you get a handgun or any kind of gun. But the point is, none of these measures are going to stop a criminal, right? Somebody intent on carrying out murder is not going to be blocked or anything by any of these measures. They're not going to go through the process. They're going to find a way. I just want to be pragmatic about this as well. There are a lot of ways we can approach this issue, but I'll give you the perfect example. Red flag laws, right? You know, I mean, a lot of people joke, and it's actually quite serious and true. You know, it's like, I don't like you, so I can report, you know, you to the appropriate authorities and prevent you from getting a gun based on my reporting of how I'm deeming your mental health and so on and so forth. It really is that simple. But to go further, you said something quite true. Red flag laws exist in many states already. Perfect example, the Buffalo supermarket massacre. They have red flag laws. They did not prevent that killer from carrying out mass murder. And in fact, in that guy's screed, he even mentioned the strict gun control laws in New York as a reason for him targeting that supermarket in Buffalo, because he believed that there would not be opposition to what he was doing, right? There weren't going to be armed citizens who could stop him from carrying out the act, and so he went for a soft target.
So I think you raise a really, I think it's a profound issue, and I think a lot of the discussions that I've been hearing over the past, you know, couple of days on this is that we now have a two-tier justice system in this country. I think we can all agree. You know, friends of this regime are protected. They're allowed to commit crimes with impunity. They're allowed to lie about Russian collusion and get the FBI involved. And political opponents of this regime face life imprisonment for much lesser crimes. January 6th, for example. So my question to you is, when we're talking about background checks and red flag laws that quote-unquote common sense, you know, gun restrictors are proposing, who would administer that? Would this be the government that is currently created this two-tier justice system already?
That's exactly right. And of course, it would be used against their political opponents. Absolutely. Do you think the Congress people, the Democrats, I mean, look at Hunter Biden. I mean, that guy should be locked up for violating laws regarding to his accessing or buying or whatever it was with a handgun. He's off the hook. I mean, of course they're going to use this against us. And that's the problem. You know, you don't give these tyrants the authority and the ability to do this. And frankly, I really resent the fact that just like during the pandemic, the healthy American was told to lock down in their home. The healthy American was treated like some kind of walking carrier of a deadly virus, right? They were a walking killer. And they're treating law-abiding American citizens the same way, like they're just walking murderers, when that's not the case. They always punish the innocent for the crimes of the guilty.
Right, right. I mean, it is scary what we're talking about here, and I want to have Drew join us after the break to continue talking about this. But we live in a two-tier justice system. That's the reality that we have today. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. We're going to be right back here after the break and continue this fascinating discussion here with Drew. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court started handing down its decisions on Wednesday. The nation's highest court ruled that Border Patrol agents are generally shielded from lawsuits alleging the use of excessive force. It's the latest in a series of decisions narrowing the legal avenue for alleged victims of abuse by federal officers. The court has 29 other decisions pending. Ukrainian officials say workers have pulled scores of bodies from smashed buildings in the devastated city of Mariupol. They're calling it an endless caravan of death. At the same time, fears of a global food crisis are escalating over Ukraine's inability to export millions of tons of grain through its blockaded ports. One analyst said the Kremlin's continued advances could eventually open the possibility of a negotiated settlement between the two nations. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Like Democrats? Dave Sussman back in the chair here for Joe. And we've got Drew Allen from the Drew Allen Show joining us here. We're talking about Matthew McConaughey's his heartfelt speech that he made yesterday in the White House briefing room. And Drew, let me just ask you a question. There's discussion about Matthew McConaughey, and if you watch most of his films, like every other film he's been in, he's carrying a gun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Great point, right? I mean, these people are so principled. They're so against gun violence and everything else. They think this is a solution, but they have no problem wielding a gun in movie after movie. I mean, a lot of it's virtue signaling, right? That, you know, I mean, I don't want to overuse that word, but much of what these people do is virtue signaling. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, statistically, I mean, before we get into another point, which I think is the Second Amendment itself, which no one talks about, can they do this anyway? You know, nearly four times as many people in this country are killed with knives every year than rifles, right? These weapons of war the Democrats keep referring to, the AR-15, the Armalite, right? Mm-hmm. It's no different than a pistol, except it's a long barrel. You know, so where are the calls for banning knives, right? If it's about saving lives, I mean, aren't knives more deadly based on FBI statistics than these rifles? I mean, why are we going for the rifles? Why not the knives?
So I'm a Second Amendment supporter. I believe in it. I believe it's the Second Amendment. It's the most important amendment behind free speech, which is the First Amendment for a reason. The Founding Fathers knew what they were doing. But let's play devil's advocate here for a minute. Not until the late 1990s, when we had the Columbine horror show at the high school. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. We never heard of mass shootings like this. I mean, the Texas, you know, tower, you right. know, the Texas University, I think, took place, you know, in the 60s. But that was about it. It was like 30 years. And ever since the Columbine shootings, we've had consistently shootings, mass shootings,
Talk to me about, from a macro perspective, Drew, what is happening in our culture and our society where this is now so commonplace, and why is it just in America where we rarely hear about this overseas?
Yeah, well, we don't hear about it much overseas. I would also say that our media is not really going to cover things like that. I mean, there are statistics you can look into that are per capita, right? I mean, our population is 320 plus million people. And so, you know, there are, I mean, it's no doubt, you know, I am not debating against the reality that they are more frequent in the United States of America. But in small countries, they happen less frequently. But per capita, you know, they're more deadly, arguably. But, you know, I think that America does have a unique problem that other countries aren't suffering from. And that's mental illness, which the Democrats want to deny exists in this country. We are rotting culturally. We are rotting spiritually. I think you can look at it everywhere. I mean, honestly, all these things add up, whether you want to talk about parents bringing their children to drag shows, whether it's encouraging transgenderism, to kindergartners through third graders, which, of course, you know, gender fluidity and these things that Ron DeSantis actually had to address. I mean, everywhere you look, there are problems. We are denying the, you know, truth that we have gathered from all mankind's history of the importance of the nuclear family, of a father, of a mother. I mean, what does it mean to be a man today? Can people even answer that question? We are suffering from this culture in which we have a media that foments hatred day in and day out. If you want to look at some of these recent incidents, let's not forget Steve Scalise, you know, in what, 2017 or 18, when he nearly died after a Bernie Sanders supporter who was incited to rage because of Democratic Party talking points about Reaganomics, about Trump being some imposter that stole the election. And he went and tried to shoot up a baseball field after asking Ron DeSantis, who was a congressman at the time, if it was all Republicans on the baseball field. I mean, look, you've got people throughout this pandemic that were glued to media sources, to their phones. We're not communicating with each other anymore. We're isolating ourselves. Depression, all these things are going way up in the country. And of course, they're going to result in people becoming unstable and lashing out.
So how do we prevent those people that are unstable from getting their hands on guns?
You can't. That's the unfortunate reality. You know, you can look, you know, we were talking about Columbine earlier. You know, there were two shooters in that particular situation. In that case, one of the shooters was 17 years old, and his girlfriend was 18 years old, and she allegedly bought two of the guns used in that incident for him because he wasn't old enough. My point is criminals are always going to find a way to carry out their heinous crimes, and it's not always guns that are used. Look, what happened in Waukesha, right? You had a BLM activist and supporter who was deranged, who was mentally ill, who used his SUV to plow through a crowd of Christmas paraders. Is that an assault SUV? Are they assault knives? I mean, you had that incident, I believe it was in Cannes, France, several years ago, in which the same situation, somebody used a vehicle to plow through a crowd, and it was a mass murder. You know, I think something like 20, 30 people were killed and maybe 60 or something more were injured, you know, but it was a lot.
Real quickly, you're talking about France. It was November of 2015, and I was in air flying to Tel Aviv, and they grounded us in London for 5 hours. There were soldiers walking around London Heathrow with M16s. It was deadly quiet. We had no idea what happened, but there was a shooter that went into a Paris nightclub in 2015, and I think 200 people were killed. I mean, it's horrifying. I remember it very, very well because I had friends in England. I was delayed and they couldn't come and see me because their airport was shut down because they were worried there was a terrorist attack. So, yeah, it does happen overseas. But it seems like it's just so much more frequent here. And they're all young men. I mean, that's the issue. They're all young men in their, mostly young men in their late teens or early 20s. And, you know, William Farrell, Dr. Farrell, I had him on my show a few years ago. He wrote a book called The Boy Crisis. And everything that you just talked about, Drew, is it leads to that. It's fatherless homes, it's media, it's social media, it's video games and the violence of the video games. Are we desensitizing? Do you think that's a part of it? Are we desensitizing people to the point where they no longer see lives for what they're worth?
Well, we're certainly desensitizing people. We're desensitizing them, and at the same time, we're essentially fueling their rage and enabling that to take place. I was thinking about something. If we want to look at one of these recent incidents, too, Uvalde's a great example of analyzing, how did this young man become a psychopath? He went through that school system. I don't know where his father was. I haven't seen any mention of a father. His mother said that he had his reasons after he carried out the shooting. Now, think about this. A mother who is justifying in some way what her son has done. How is it? Uvalde is a small town, right? I think there's maybe a population of 16,000 people. And Matthew McConaughey mentioned that he spent time there, grew up there.
He was born there.
He was born there. Yeah. So how is it? You would think in these smaller towns, right? You know everybody in the town. I live in a town of 6,000 in Napa Valley. You tend to know everybody. What we've done as a culture too is we don't look out for our neighbors. We're scared of offending people. We look the other way when these things are happening. But there were reports about this kid in Uvalde, torturing cats and dogs, which is kind of a telltale sign of somebody who's going to go off the rails. A sociopath. And they're talking about, I remember this kid was in trouble. Where were these people when that happened reporting this to the police? And my point is, how do we reform the system so that we actually track these people? We make sure that they're getting mental help when those types of situations are reported. Because time and time again, the FBI, right, they say, we had a run-in with this person. We brought him in. We asked him questions. The Uvalde shooter or no, the Buffalo shooter, I think it was, he had actually threatened. He had actually said while he was in school, like a year before or something like that, that he was going to do something like this. He showed up to school in a full hazmat suit. He got reported. He spent like a day or something like that, or less than a day, getting some psychic
That's a screaming sign of terror right there. Hey, real quick, we got to get going here, Drew, but tell everybody where they can find you, please, and your website and your Twitter feed.
Yeah, sure. It's Drew Thomas Allen is Twitter. It's drewallen.substack.com or drewthomasallen.com, and I'm the host of the Drew Allen Show podcast.
Everybody check it out. I did, and it's worth listening, everybody. Thank you so much, Drew, for your time. Greatly appreciate it. And get us Pelosi's husband's mugshot, for Christ's sake.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
All right, back last segment here. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Thanks for joining us for the last 3 hours. You know, whenever I do these, I'm always amazed at how quickly it goes by. And tonight, with only one guest, I've been yapping away. So hopefully you've enjoyed what we've been discussing. But I wanted to further discuss what we were just talking about in that last segment with Drew regarding the gun violence situation that we're finding in this country right now. And, you know, how the left has certainly politicized it. Every time there is a shooting, they politicize it. They don't seem to be able to answer for the fact that if you take all the guns away from legally, how are you going to prevent the illegal guns? Because these are people that don't follow the law to begin with. You know, you shoot somebody, you know, you're committing, like, you know, you're breaking 17 different laws already, right? So if you're in a gun-free zone, you think that's going to stop somebody? But there was a report that just came out earlier yesterday that was actually really sobering to me. And the DHS and, you know,
I hate to say this, but my faith in institutions, like so many of you, have certainly diminished over the years. But they did warn yesterday that people in online forums known for hosting violent extremist content are lauding the mass shooting in Texas last week, and they're pushing others to commit further attacks. And what the report states specifically is this: individuals in online forums that routinely promulgate domestic violent extremist and conspiracy theory related content have praised the May 2022 mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and are encouraging copycat attacks. What they're saying is that they are saying that others have capitalized on the shooting to push conspiracy theories, including the false claim that the federal government faked the shooting to boost support for gun control measures. Listen, you know what? After going through the pandemic the last 2 years where conspiracy theories all became true, I'll never poo-poo a conspiracy theory ever again, but that is probably a little too far. I mean, you know, the reality here, I don't believe that anybody in the government is setting up some, you know, kid with a gun to go in and shoot children because Democrats want gun control. I mean, could you imagine? It's beyond consideration. But with that being said, what we are dealing with now are so many, as we were just talking about in that last segment, there are so many lost souls that are out there that the idea that, you know, the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. I said it earlier and I'll repeat it. It's second only to the First Amendment, which is free speech, the most important right that Americans have. And the left are trying to curtail both of those. They want us to shut up, to paraphrase Hazy Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, during the Kavanaugh hearings. They want us to just shut up. And they also want us to turn in our guns. They don't want, I mean, half of the people that you speak to don't know the difference between semi-automatic and automatic. They don't understand that handguns will fall in with what it is that they're trying to get off the streets. And 99.999% of gun owners are responsible gun owners. 99.999% of gun owners, 99.999999% of gun owners are not going to go shooting up a store, a grocery store, or a school. So we're dealing with a mentality in this country right now where they, you know, the left are really good. I give them full credit. They are outstanding when it comes to creating an emotional narrative. And they got an actor to go into the White House press briefing room. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I caught a couple of the snippets on Twitter. But everything that I saw was emotionally compelling. And there are questions that do need to be answered, such as, why is it in the United States we are the only country that seems to have this problem? We all support the Second Amendment. But is there a way? Is there a way for the House to pass a bill, the Senate pass a bill, where we could have red flag? There's red flag laws in Florida. Nobody in Florida has a problem with it. I want people to be checked out. And if somebody is posting crap on social media about wanting to go down and shoot up an elementary school, by all means, go in and take away the guy's guns, knives, and nunchucks, whatever the heck he's got. I've got no problem with that, and most of us don't. But it comes back to the number one question that we were just talking about in that last segment, and that is, who is going to be the arbiter of the laws, of the rules? That's the biggest problem that we have in this country right now. That we have zero faith in our institutions. And we have a double-track justice system that treats people that have a concern over left of center issues that are espoused by the media and the politicians, and if you question it, you're silenced, you're canceled, you're ruined financially, you're put in jail if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, you're walked away in leg cuffs. Well, if you're on the right side of the aisle, you skate free. If you're part of the Hillary Clinton universe, no worries. And so it is a legitimate concern. It is a legitimate discussion for us to have, to ask the question, who will be the arbiter of such regulations? Because if it's going to be a party, it's going to become political. And if it's political, you're done. The only people that are going to be left with legal guns in this country are the ones that are going to be hired by the politicians to protect themselves from us. And they won't allow us to protect ourselves from them. And that is what the entire Second Amendment is about. It's about not having a regime, a government, fascist government, having the ability to control you. That's what a democracy is about. That is what a representative republic is about. And we can vote them out peacefully. But if they're the only ones that have the guns and the force, the rest of us either shut up or we're put away. We're canceled. We're ruined. This is all related. All of this that we're discussing right now, the entire complex web of politics and culture and rights. These founding fathers, man, what they did some 250 years ago plus is incredible, because they understood it wasn't about muskets. Everybody wants to talk, well, they were talking about AR-15s. They were talking about muskets. And, you know, not you can't go down to the store and buy a tank. No, it's not that. What the founding fathers knew and understood only too well was psychology. They understood the human experience. They understand how people use power. And if that check and balance isn't there available to offset that power, then you're talking about communism, socialism, fascism. All the things that this country has tried to avoid, we've seen it at the edges. But now we're dealing with a population base where a third of people under the age of 30 actually kind of like the idea of socialism. Don't ask them if they understand it. They just don't understand. They understand the free stuff. They understand the free college. They understand the free health care. They understand the free rent. But they don't understand that when you give the power, you will never, ever be able to get it back without a coup. And that kind of coup doesn't happen peacefully. This is what the founding fathers have tried for this country to avoid for 250 years. The Second Amendment is important. It is important to be able to defend yourself. And it is important for the government to understand that people have that right. And that is psychologically really important. We don't want a tyrannical government. The founding fathers saw that that could happen. And a tyrannical government happens when they can walk over people. And that's what the Second Amendment is there to protect us from. Thank you so much for joining us for 3 hours tonight. It was a great pleasure being with you. Look forward to speaking with you again all very, very soon. And Joe will be back tomorrow night. You can find Joe at the Real Side Radio, joemessina.com. And thank you all. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter and on MeWe at Whiskey Dave and Whiskey Politics. Have a good night.